occur. It needs to be better. I want to write. I have so much to spill, to spew. It gets caught up in the leather-bound antiquities of my recall. But it spills out. Sometimes a shriek when a scab pulls off a memoir. A moan for a repeated discomfort. Any physical manifestation of words come out black and brown and bleary. It's like the bones have got a hold of my written word. They're marking it with the filter of an ancient brushstroke. The brush of horsehair. It's almost as if the spirits are doing the writing through my fingers, like I don't have any control. No, none. What are we led by? What is that magnanimous force that leads us all to the actions we inevitably incur on our surroundings? The perception is important. The scene that I am in at this moment is a normal one. It's a cold winter night with various shades of brown, green, muck, leaves, organic matter preparing to return to the earth. Just know my surroundings are filled with magic. Not fluffy fairy tale magic, but there are spirits here. I can feel them. They can show me. Sometimes they touch me. Sometimes I see them. And sometimes they speak to me in ways I don't always understand. It's the bones of the hands of the old women that keep coming back to me. That's the image I can't shake free. They're here, there, all around me. They've been here. They've been gone. They've been back. They're all wan and spotted and look like they've done thousands of burials before their time. And the faces of the night, old, weary, and sad. Those are the hands that guide me. They walk me through my steps. Steps that I am always unsure of, but never unwilling to make. The brown, the green, the mud, the earth. It's all going back, as will we. Pay a penance to those old hands. Pay my penance to my old hands. The ones that guide me. The ones that show me the way, because I am listening, because I can hear what they say.